I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the popularity of those kayaks is exploding in West Virginia, and the Division of Natural Resources is responding with a lot of excitement and upgrades to installation of new stream access points. We'll talk about those coming up in a moment. Among the many conservation-oriented projects your hunting and fishing dollars fund in West Virginia is development of public stream access. Those points, especially on the state's smaller waterways, have become critical in the last 5 years or so as the popularity of the paddle sports has exploded. Zach Brown is in charge of the projects at DNR and says they have a lot of them in various stages of development.
We have a fairly aggressive boating access program in the state. We have areas where, you know, if we have an access that we consider a carry down access, in most places, while kayaks and canoes can use it as well, we also try to build them that if you carry down a John boat with a motor, you could use that as well. Because some of our flat water rivers, you know, a trolling motor makes the day a whole lot easier to fish.
And one has just been completed at Good Hope on the West Fork River, and more are planned there.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service took out some TAMs on the West Fork River, and some of our access sites have been left high and dry because the pools have gone down to their natural normal level. We've had to work up there to make that river more accessible again because it's just tough to get down to the new water level. But we did install one at Good Hope. We're looking at a couple of others along the way.
There are also plans for two new sites on the Meta River in the communities of Rennick and Raynell.
The little community of Hines is one of the access sites, and we're looking a little further down at a community park in order to establish a kind of the first float trip on that river. So it should be pretty excited about that one.
And further south, more access coming to the Little Coal River.
We are also currently under construction at the at our lowest most site on Little Coal River, just south of Charleston, right next to the Corridor G Bridge.
And that is under construction right now. The DNR in the Eastern Panhandle is repairing the Stone Bridge on Opequon Creek access. There, the DOH recently relocated a bridge, and the site needs work. And finally, there are five sites in the planning stage on the Elk River from Clendenin to Coonskin Park. Always something in the development stage or drawing board to make it easier to enjoy our abundant, wild, and wonderful waterways. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.